Hello and welcome to round six of the Centre Pass Podcast Fantasy Netball Draft. My name is Jared Gardner, and as always, I'm joined by Taylor Mulkey and Sophie Taylor. If you haven't listened to any of the previous five rounds of this Fantasy Netball Draft, do go listen to those. In round one, we picked our centres. Round two, our goal shooter, our wing attack and wing defence in round three and four, and previously in round five, we picked our goal attack. So our starting sevens are pretty much all together now. And round six, we are picking our goal defence, so our first circle defender each. Taylor, you've got the number one pick for this round. Who are you taking?
Yeah, this was actually a really tricky one because, like, clearly we're coming to the end of our starting seven. It's trying to think of the tactics behind whether or not someone else would pick this player at another's position or whether I should pick a player ahead of someone else. It's really tricky, but given that I got the start or like the first pick in goal defense, for me it was hard to go past the likes of Carla Pretorius. I think it might come as a little bit of a surprise for some people, but I do think that Carla Pretorius is just one in a million. She's such an incredible defender. Just her ability to cover the court within a blink of an eye, and before you know it, she's reeled in some absolutely ridiculous intercept. And for me, that was really hard to go past. I think that she, while she might have been down on her lofty standards, even though she still won, you know, or still led the way for internet intercepts throughout the Suncorp Super Netball season, I think that she is just such a great talent, and I thoroughly enjoy watching her every time she steps out on court.
Yeah, it seemed like a pretty simple pick. I think she was top of my list, but I'm pretty happy with what I'm left with at pick number two, because I'm going to pick Jane Watson from New Zealand. Yeah, she is.
That was going to be the one that I stole because I was like, oh, I don't know if I should swing this and just absolutely stitch everyone up. It's a good call, Jared.
I was almost waiting for Taylor to pick it, and I would have been happy to have a Carla Pretorius. So it was really a win-win for me and Taylor, really. So, Jane Watson, she is just such a joy to watch in defence. Being a defender myself, when I do play, she's someone that I look to and look at her game because she's just, an absolute elite defender, really dynamic, and I think just does a great job for the Silver Ferns, and was really great in their run to the World Cup title in 2019. So I'm happy with that pick. Sophie, pick number three, who are you taking?
Oh my God, I've got all three of my top selections left. I had effectively five selections. I had my three favorites, and then I had Watson as my smoky, and I was like, she typically plays keeper, but I can put her into goal defense to try and steal her from someone else. And Pretorius was kind of on my radar, but I was like, do I go for someone a little bit different? And now I don't know what to do because all of them are left.
I mean, I assumed you were going to pick Jo Weston, so
that's what I'm assuming.
She's up there. I'll tell you my three options that I'm trying to decide between, and then whoever I was going to say, the best reaction that I get is the one that I'll choose. So I have Jo Weston, Kim Jenner, Katrina Rore, and I don't know which one to go for. I'm leaning towards Katrina Rore because she has been so consistent over a number of years. Obviously, Weston had an excellent season. Jenna had an excellent season. I don't have a heap of Aussies in my list, but thinking about how Rore can also go into wing defence.
But so can Jo. Jo can swing into wing defence. She showed that when Kate Eddy pushed into goal defence and she swung out to wing defence.
But I'm also thinking about how Rore and Berger have worked together before and all of them play together with Ekenazio and Wilson. I think I'm going to have to go with Katrina Rore.
Wow, she's just whipping out the Silver Ferns team.
Well, I said it in our wing defence episode. That was episode four. The defensive unit of the Ferns, you cannot go past how explosive they are and versatile. They can play both different game styles. We know New Zealand's typically known for more of a zone defense, but they can still play that one-on-one and be hugely threatening no matter what. So, yeah, I think I'm going to have to go Rore for this one. I expected Taylor to go for Kim Jenner, so that interested me.
She was definitely up there, but I just thought, given the amount of Aussies I had, I thought I needed a little bit of versatility and I couldn't just enlist the entire Queensland Firebirds team as you're doing with the Silver Ferns.
Not intentionally.
Just putting
though.
Every single... Not intentionally. I'm sure Joe Weston will be crying in the corner that her number one fan didn't get the nod.
Oh, no.
That's just...
Now I've passed Kumbwenda, Maloney and Weston.
What is this Vixens fan? This is a fake.
What am I doing?
My goodness.
I mean, I definitely expected you to pick Joe Weston, and I think it was a bit of an interesting pick. I probably didn't really expect it. She wasn't really on my radar. Jenna was one that I was having a look at as well, and Pretorius, obviously, an absolute jet there. Actually, we'll look at some of the other players that we didn't pick. There are a few good players, and I think the great thing with defenders is they're very versatile, so it's a lot easier for them to play both goal defence and goalkeeper. Was anyone looking at... Because I guess Watson is more of a goalkeeper that can slot into goal defence. Was anyone looking at an out-and-out goalkeeper that they were looking to switch and play in goal defence, or are you guys pretty set on your picks?
I did have a think about Courtney Bruce potentially. She is typically tailored towards that goalkeeper position. However, we have seen that she is more than capable to go out for goal defence, and I think she's able to go out for a bit of a fly a lot more. So I think that was potentially an option of mine. And I think the other one, not necessarily a goalkeeper, but someone that did spring to mind was Fran Williams. I think she sometimes flies under the radar a little bit because of the number of A-list players in the Roses program at the moment. We've got, like, clearly Layla Guskis and the like. So she was another one that floated on my radar, but happy with what I decided on anyway.
Yeah, Guskis was probably the last player on my radar. Like I said, Joe Weston, Kim Jenner, Rore, Watson and Guskis. Guskis, it's kind of like what you were saying about Fran Williams. She kind of flies under the radar and you don't expect her to get the ball that she gets. So she was a really solid option for me. And like I said, I also kind of had Watson in my grasps, thinking about how I don't have a top pick in the goalkeeper position. Maybe I could steal her. Obviously, Jared did that from stole that pick from me. But yeah, I'm quite interested because there's a lot of really, really great goal defenders in the world, and I think it's especially interesting that we've all kind of gone past the Aussies there.
Yeah, well, Sophie, I'm looking at your team now and you still haven't got a player that will line up in the Suncorp Super Netball competition in 2021. So, that is really interesting. How are you liking, I guess we'll go a bit more defensive now, how are you liking how Rore will match with Berger and even even Serena Guthrie in your side?
Yeah, I think I've got a really, really solid defensive unit. Obviously, I probably, if I hadn't had been able to get someone like Karen Berger, I probably would have gone for Joe Weston just because she is the alternative there who could slip into that other position. But the two New Zealand defenders just work so well together. And honestly, this pick is more based on the team that I've got now rather than the team that I projected I would have, if that makes sense. So I've kind of lined up my first picks for everything, but now I'm adjusting each of my picks depending on who's been selected alongside them. And I think it makes more sense to have someone like Rore with Berger, obviously Guthrie down back too. The three of them together, I just think would be so threatening. Obviously, the likes of Rore can be threatening inside and outside the circle. Same with Berger. Guthrie is just, she creates a masterclass of circle work every time she's on circle edge. And I just think that defensively, I think I've got a really strong unit in that both Rore and Berger, although they're typically not goalkeepers, both of them can move back to goalkeeper if they have to. So I do have quite a versatile unit in there. And again, even though Berger isn't typically a wing defense, Rore can go into wing defense. Again, not typically a wing defense, but has played there quite a lot, and especially over the last probably year or so has kind of navigated into wing defense more than goal defense, especially on the Silver Ferns international stage, maybe not so much ANZ Premiership. It kind of depends on the team that they're playing with, and I think...
I was going to say... Given that Rore and Berger, they both played central pulse exactly. together, normally the combo was Berger out in wing defence and Rore in goal defence, and then, like you touched on, just the ability and the class of the two of them to just simply switch it up within a blink of an eye and not skip a beat. You've got a very, very good team, I'll give you
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think,
nicely played.
I think I've done pretty well with my defensive unit. I think the real catch here is going to be what happens with my goalkeeper position, because I think that's where everything will either lock into place or fall apart. So I'm very interested to see what happens there. But overall, I'm pretty happy with what I've got going for me right here.
And Taylor, just looking at your team and sort of the defensive end, Carl Abitorius, Jade Clark, and Kim Revalligan in centre. So it's going to be tough to get through that that trio. How are you liking that?
It's going to be a very interesting one. Clearly, I've got literally players from all over the continent or all over the world in that one, in that we've got Kim Revalian having represented the Diamonds, Jade Clark, a part of the Roses, and Carla Pretorius, a part of the Spa Proteas. So quite a diverse mix. But as you touched on, Jared, they're all incredibly strong defensively. And I think the main thing with the three of them is that they're really good when it comes to that loose ball and that one-on-one style of defense. Sometimes Pretorius can sag off into the space a little bit, but you can never underestimate just that closing speed and those go-go gadget arms that somehow just seem to extend out of nowhere. And before you know it, she's reeled in a huge intercept. And Clark is that similar style to Guthrie almost, Soph, in that she might not have the exact same athleticism as someone like Guthrie, but she definitely has that high netball nous and that really good commitment and footwork around the circle edge. So I'm really excited to see how theoretically that could all pair up. And same with someone like Kimmy Revalian. She is just that gut-running player that does the defensive things well. And like I said, they all really hunt down that loose ball. And I think that that's something that my team will really need, and they've got that speed of transition. Pretorius is quite unsuspectingly fast, if that makes sense. Like, she'll have those moments where she'll just burst away, and then others, it almost looks as if she's just taking a leisurely stroll before, and then before you know it, she's back into the action. So I'm intrigued to see how it could all play out.
And in my side so far, well, in the last couple of picks, Jane Watson, Ash Braz in wing defense, and I've got Paige Hadley in center. I'd expect Hadley to play a bit more of an attacking role. She can go defensive, but I think the combination of Ash Brazel and Jane Watson going to be taking intercepts for fun. And I think the great thing about Jane Watson is I'm just kind of looking at some stats from a couple of competitions. She was second for intercepts at the World Cup in 2019, and is a very clean player as well throughout the 2020 ANZ Premiership season. Only had 75 penalties against her, so I think that was just an enormous effort, and I think she's going to be great. And spoiler alert, I also know I've got the number one pick in terms of goalkeepers, and I'm pretty I know who I'm going to pick there, so I'm pretty happy with how my defense is looking coming to the end of our starting sevens. But do go to Center Pass Pod on Twitter and do follow us there and let us know what you think of our team so far. And we'll be back in a couple of days with round seven of our fantasy draft. Do go to netball.draftcentral.com.au for all your world netball news and reviews, and we'll speak to you soon.